consuming, because it's the same technology I'm consuming, right? And so we want to make sure that it's accessible and that it's available to you and to anyone that can benefit from our services. So I think that that covers all of the things that I wanted to. Again, I cannot thank you all enough for what you do and how we work together. So thank you so much, and I'm open for questions.
Questions from any of the commissioners?
Yeah, Becca, nonprofits are a challenge right now with the economy and everything. Does any of your funding come from government, or is it all private citizens and corporations, foundations? How do you get your funding?
Yeah, we get about 62% of our funding came from private foundation grants, about 18% from individuals. I think we had about 19% from organizations like Omaha Association of the Blind and Lions Clubs, those sorts of things. And so it's all either individuals or foundations. Our special event, we were able to have that this year. It was the first time we've sold a doll. It's called Whining in the Dark. And that brings in a little bit, but that's kind of a fraction of, you know, at first trying to build those fundraisers up. But yeah, it's all private, individual money, no state or federal funds.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
I love that you're including some Nebraska authors.
Uh-huh.
If someone wanted to make recommendations to you as far as some books that some local Nebraska authors have made, how would they go about doing that?
You can email me if you want, or just give us a call.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. I'm always, that list is like a living document. Every time I think I've found the last Nebraska author, I found another one, so.
Sweet, because we actually have two in the room right now. So.
Perfect.
Anyone else got a question for her? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice.
I would just say we certainly appreciate and love the relationship that we have with Talking Books as well. So thank you very much for that. Okay, the next thing that we have is public comment. Is there anybody from the public that would like to say something or ask a question either of us or of our friends at Radio Talking Books?
Robert.
Hey, Robert, anyone else? Hey, Robert.
Okay, so just curious.
Just a second. Robert, here's the microphone.
Oh, where?
Right here.
Oh, thanks. So I guess the question I had is, you have an opening, Kimberly is now working for the commission, which is a great thing for the commission to have her aboard. So I guess I don't know what the process is for replacing her. I mean, do they go back through recent applications, that individuals that weren't chosen, or do they put out a new calling for applications? Just how does that process go?
Very good question. Carlos, do you want to comment on that?
Sure. Yeah, what I understand, can you guys hear me?
No, something's wrong.
I mean, yes,
kind of
jostle the mic.
Yeah, that mic is
working.
It's in the microphone.
Should we go with the microphone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Testing. Test.
Well,
I would just try harder, I guess. What I was told is that once the appointment is over, a new process needs to start for the following process, for the following appointment. So with Kimberly leaving the board and becoming a staff member, a new process needed to start, and that process is through the governor's office. Which is, people who is interested, fill out the form and wait for the governor to make the decision, basically. Does that answer your question, Roberto?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it needs to be an NFB designee.
Yeah, plug in the mic.
Let me you're asking me or?
Yeah, it goes like this.
Well, I was just going to say, we discussed it at the board meeting that we had. And so Jamie put out a call to people on the NFB membership list to encourage people that were interested to apply.
And Linda, here's the microphone.
Yeah, there was a lot of chaos.
I'm sorry. I can add that we, at our August 13th board meeting, we did discuss this. We threw out a few names. And our president, Jamie Ritchie, put out a notice on the NFB and membership list because the NFB designee is what needs to be replaced. And so she encouraged people if they were interested to apply. And I know at least one person did, and that's all I know. Does that help, Robert?
Yes, thank you.
Can I?
Well, I did have one other question about a different board. I'm not sure if you want me to have that.
Yeah, we're passing the mic.
So Radio Talk and Book Services also have a board, and I know about the board and because a friend of mine, Mr. Bob Burns, is on it, and they're trying to get him to maybe take over leadership of the board, which would be good, only because I think he, at the present, is the only blind person on there. In fact, I think the other person that was on there, a lady, you know, from, I think she was one of your members, you know, Mark, and I think she passed away, so.
Yeah.
Partly, I was curious, just how does somebody get on that board? I'm not wanting to get on another board, another, you know, blindness related thing. I'm involved in three different ones right now. But I was just was curious, you know, to what the process is to get on that board, and it would really be great if a blind person could actually take over that board, because it seems like there really are some really smart, energetic, you know, people on there that know this community very well. So Bob was really impressed with several people that are on there. So anyway, but so Ms. Becca,
yes.
So how does someone get on that board?
Thanks for the question. You can talk to me, that's the easiest way to do it, and then I get you connected with the nominating committee. We also, Rachel Carver is a blind woman who is on our board, and Dr. Stephen Papenfuss is a visually impaired retired dermatologist who is on our board, as far as other members who are, and then Naomi Marion, of course, who we just recently lost. But yes, so we are always interested in new board members. So if you have anybody in mind, please send them my way and we'll get it started.
This is Nancy. Can I say something?
Yeah.
I just want to thank Becca and her staff. You know, I've been around a long time. I think many of us have been around a long time, and I really think that they have been extremely innovative in really growing the program, adding additional content, making sure, you know, that the individuals that experience vision loss know about all the community resources. They're constantly bringing in anyone that they can think of that will enrich people's lives. So I really appreciate all of their services. Thanks, Nancy.
Okay, Mark, you had a comment?
Yeah. There's, regarding the governor appointing commissioners to this board, I've heard that there's a backlog right now of appointees, and our governor, for all practical purposes, a lame duck, and he's going to be term limited out here shortly, and I look for that. Probably the responsibility will be passed to the new administration. So then if I could just say something about Radio Talk and Book, I will say that as far as Radio Talk and Book's connection to the blind community, I know that Becca and Jane and Ryan has always been very open for ideas, suggestions. So I think their intentions are to integrate the desires and needs of the blind, and they respond appropriately.
Okay. Any other public comment or anything before we go forward?
Only one super minor one. Having that speaker off to the side, I keep turning that direction. It's very disconcerting. I'm going to fall off my chair.
You'll fall on Connie.
Connie will catch you.
Carlos.
Yes, Carlos.
Kathy, can you find me a commission bill or law about consumer designee language? I contacted the governor's office maybe over a month or so ago because I was thinking about whether or not having this meeting with a new board member. What I was told is that the governor has around 200 boards and commissions to appoint, and kind of their list of commissions, those who still have a quorum, they are not looking at those. I try to tell them, well, this case is supposed to be easier because it needs to be a designee of the NLB. Well, she read the law to me, and I don't remember the exact phrasing. That's why I'm asking Kathy if she can find that.
I don't have it. I can't get on the internet right now.
Okay, but what she mentioned is that the law says it has to be ACB or NFB designee or member. And then she said the NFB already has members there, so.
I have it. I don't know the law number.
I got kind of surprised with that response, so just want to add that to, okay. What is the dynamic of the governor's office? Any questions on that? My conversation wasn't that long. She wasn't rude to me, but she was business type, saying the governor operates this way, and kind of as director, I shouldn't get in between, kind of. Uh-huh. So I just tried to get answers because people ask me. That's what I told her. Well, I just want to be able to answer. Well, just tell them that there are more than 200 commissions and boards, and that the governor wants to get more names to compare. So that's what I was told.
Carlos, based on your tenure, you've probably seen four commissioners be assigned to the Nebraska Commission for Blind, Vision Impaired. Does the governor ever reach out for any kind of input from you or have any questions about potential applicants?
What they usually do is send a list saying these are the applicants.
Okay.
And in general, just asking me if what they are saying is true. Meaning, if, let's say, Linda, I know about Linda, but if Linda says that she is the president of, or who knows, the World Blind Union, well, I know she's not. I might say, well, my understanding is she's not. For instance, there was a case, a former client that moved to another state. I say, well, I understand this person is not here. And that's all I do. Just those minor things.
So you're just kind of a consultant based on your expected knowledge.
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to influence on anything.
Right.
I say, well, they all look good, you know.
Yeah.
It's up to the governor. I remember one time just saying, my understanding is that this person moved to another state.
Okay.
For them to double check, I guess. Mm-hmm. That was the extent of my interaction. Okay.
And also, as I understand, they're usually, I think, open to people calling in and saying, hey, do you think this person should be it, or something of that nature, because I sent her a call when I was up for consideration. Word was put out, like if you had someone in particular that you knew that was applying for it, and you felt that they would be better for it than someone else, then I think they're open but they're open to people calling and saying, hey, we want this person on. Is that not true?
I think that was discussed a couple of years ago when I asked the governor what they told me was the governor doesn't get any influence from anybody, not even from the person who was talking to me. That was her answer.
Okay.
I guess, you know, they get all recommendations and they evaluate it, but that's the normal process. They do evaluate leaders and so. What I was told kind of was that just because people make a lot of calls or send a lot of letters won't make a difference. It's mainly the kind of the resume.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, it wasn't literally that, but that was what I understood, okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
Since two of us, the two newest commissioners, Cheryl and myself, are members of the NFB, does that mean that we're not going to have an NFB designee per se? Is that what you think the governor was trying to say, Carlos? Or what? I mean, I'm kind of baffled because we were put on as board members and we just happen to be members of the NFB. So I'm wondering where the hang up is with that.
Yeah, and that's why I want to read the law, because when I called the governor's office, I wasn't prepared to take a look at that portion of the law. I just wanted to find information in general so I can report to you or consumers who contact me. My understanding is that throughout all this time, we keep saying that the ACP and the NFP need to, or must, have a designee, and it looks like we were looking at it the wrong way. It's either designee or member. So in the governor's mind, it's like, yeah, if they assign somebody, good. But if there is already a member, he might consider that too. Because the whole spirit of the law is that there are consumers there. And at this point, there are representing both, I guess. That's my understanding. But again, I'm concerned, not concerned, but a little hesitant on expressing exactly what should be done, because we need to read that exact part of the law, and maybe I could check that with the Attorney General Office to get their input,
yeah,
rather than keep you retaining the governor's office. That's how I feel I'm doing when I call them.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Okay, hearing none, next item on the agenda is a break. So it's currently 9:58, so we'll re-adjourn at 10:08. So.